Chances are you've seen the viral video by a pair of Norwegian comedians who sincerely sing "What Does the Fox Say?" If you haven't seen the video, ask almost any kid about it. Teachers have been showing it in schools, and kids love this catchy pop tune about animal sounds. Fair warning, though, it will get lodged deep into your brain, and it's hard to shake out. When the brothers known as Ylvis reach the song's chorus, they take some guesses about Fox's vocalizations, like this. What does the fox say? So it's time to do a little fact-checking. Just how close are they to fox sounds? What the fox say? Jake Heinemann is a naturalist with the Missouri Department of Conservation's Nature Center in Cape Girardeau and an animal call expert.
Foxes, both red and gray, which we have two species here in Missouri, they make a number of vocalizations, and just like any animal, they use that for communication. And it may be for a male to find a female from a breeding standpoint, or it may be a pack nature or a family type group where they're trying to communicate and find out from a social aspect or to find food. But there's a number of vocalizations they make.
Jake dug up some audio clips of some real authentic fox vocalizations, like this one, a red fox. So far, that doesn't sound too close to the video. But how about the other native Missouri fox, the gray fox? Maybe they were a little closer on that one. Okay, so it's not looking so good for Ylvis. The song's still catchy and it's still funny, but the fox sounds fall a little short. So why don't people know what a fox says?
Foxes are mostly nocturnal animals, so oftentimes people may not see them to begin with. So they're feeding early morning. Then they may feed again in the early evening. They might be out active again. And then at night is when they're most active. So when they might be calling, when they actually are making a vocalization, we may be in bed.
Both red and gray foxes are spread throughout Missouri. Red foxes tend to like edge habitat, like the area where a field meets a forest, because that's a really good place to find rabbits, mice, and other critters that foxes like to eat. Gray foxes live in forest habitats. They're all over the state, too, but are more common in forested places like the Ozarks. Foxes are all over myths, fables, and literature. Just think Aesop's fables or Native American folklore or even Dora the Explorer's Swiper the Fox. But why don't we have a word for a fox's call like we do with a dog's woof or a cat's meow?
It's not a real attractive sound. You know, and it kind of blends in with some of the other animals you might hear. I've heard people tell me in the past that fox calls, some of them sound like owls, which makes sense. It's nighttime, you may hear something, and you think, what was that? And you think, oh, it's probably an owl. But it may have actually been a fox.
The video, Heinemann says, has been great for conservation. Kids have an interest in this sly animal, and now they're asking, what does the fox say? Because now, everybody wants to know. For KRCU, I'm Jacob McClellan.